Venise Lachanquise inhabits the intersection of art, storytelling, and activism. The Illinois State University graduate says her goals are to empower, elevate, and educate. In her latest works, she speaks with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell about her exhibit, One with the Original Source, Divinely Feminine in All Your Glory. That's displayed in Rachel Cooper Hall at Illinois State University. Keyes says when crafting the 50 hand-cut paper-made figures, she wanted to uplift the Black community and has one message for all women of diverse backgrounds.
So just celebrating ourselves, appreciating our bodies in a way that takes back the sexual gaze, because as a woman, we are marginalized. So just kind of uplifting us from a marginalized perspective, and then also visibility to feminine identifying bodies, so women are not isolated into, are you born with a certain kind of body? Our idea of people and gender has so expansive, so I wanted to, I always change the statement and the title to fit the audience and the mood, but the visual symbols are always the same, so I always want to reach out to the trans people, non-binary people, feminine identifying individuals, you know, and try to open that up to not just be a binary kind of viewpoint.
And in your exhibit, it also displays Black culture, such as spirituality, dance, herbalism, and so much more to empower the Black community. I want to touch a little bit on spirituality and herbalism. Why is that so significant to the Black community?
Thinking about the patterns of Black and brown communities in general, there tends to be food disparities. There tends to be a conscientious attitude that doesn't promote social, emotional kind of awareness. So with African spirituality, it touches on how the food we consume is connected to the ideas, because when you eat living food, things are alive, you feel more alive. When you have everyday rituals or practices that connect to that. So like chores and domestic life, that is something that is like honored in an Eastern tradition. That is something that is connected when you have like a meditative state. So people finding the sacred beauty of cleaning up and keeping a tidy space, you know, practicing certain kinds of grooming to yourself to honor your body and your temple. So there's all these like micro and macro metaphors to the hygiene of herbs. Herbs are not only for eating, but there's like medicine in that. There is psychological benefit to diet and exercise and movement and just having compassion for yourself. And all that's connected to African spirituality. Like I was reading an article on how the seven chakras apply to the African Orisha gods and deities. And I'm planning on how to make my curriculum reflect those integrations.
And art, like you said, is a visual language to tell stories. Does any of the pieces in your exhibit tell a story that's close to your heart?
My work is a reflection of my life. So I have been a person full of insecurity and doubt. That adolescent phase, like, it sticks with me, and I always do the work to think about the young people that I encounter now. So all of my experiences, I feel like, are reflected. I often go back to my childhood self and comfort her because she needed to feel affirmed and needed examples and doesn't know all those things. So I'm constantly like in a time traveling state where I'm healing her. I'm still healing that childhood Venice and that college Venice that had to go through the pains of learning the world.
In a culture where most people, when they think of artists, at least visual artists, it's typically not Black artists or Black female artists. And we're seeing that change. Why do you think people need to pay more attention to Black women and Black female artists?
Black women have had a huge influence on resistance. People often look to us as the role model for resilience. Succinctly, the magic. The African spirituality, that magic that comes from us and our ancestors, we still carry it. And our mothers and grandmothers have been teaching us very subliminal rituals that we still do that have those magical ties. And it takes a person to mindfully study those things to really bring it out with intention. That scholarly aspect of myself still will uphold cultural folklore, you know, voodoo, hoodoo, what, like all those hypercharged words and things in this country, they're real. And people don't understand how, like, it's what makes us us. Us as a position as Black people in this country, we don't have those same kind of privileges of expressing our spirituality and our faith as a people from Africa. So it is our job as the mothers and the daughters and, you know, the ones keep going to acknowledge it and uphold it, because it is like the seasoning and the flavor of all that we do as citizens.
Venice LaShawn Keys is an ISU graduate, artist, storyteller, and instructor. She talks with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell. Find the full interview at WGLT.org.